Okay, today's daf is daf chaf zayin. So we got three lines down. The Gemara is talking about trusting edus when a woman was taken captive, whether it's the mamon versus nefashos, and then whether or not Yad Yisrael is tekifa of the chachamim or vice versa. The Gemara now brings two other versions of what we discussed yesterday. So two lines down from the top, the Gemara says Ika de Amri. Rava Af Anan Nami Tanina. We also learned in the Mishnah that Heyed Rabbi Yosi Akorin Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzov Abbas Yisrael Shehur Ahanu BeAshkelon, that she willingly gave herself over as a collateral. V'Yichkuha B'nei Mishpachta, and her family distanced themselves from her. Veideh Me'idim Aleh, however, the Edim testified Shelo Nistur V'Shelo Nitma, she was not violated anyway. So Amru Chacham said, Im Atem Ma'aminim Shehur Hanu Heminu Shelo Nistur V'Shelo Nitma. If you believe her, or believe the Edim rather, that she gave herself willingly, you must also believe the part of the testimony that she was not violated. If you don't believe Edim that she wasn't violated, then also Altamino Sheharuna. Don't trust them that she walked over willingly. So either way, you have to trust Edim entirely. And the Gemara says, Vaha Ashkelon Daide Mamon Hava, and that was a particular situation of a Mamon. And even in a case of Mamon, we have a Taima de Edim me Edim also, only because Edim testified that she was not violated, but Eha ein Edim me Edim also. Lo, had Edim not testified, then we would assume she was violated. My lav loshna or hanuv loshna nechbasha, must be there's no difference whether or not she gave herself willingly or whether she was captured against her will. So we see from this case that nechbasha, in the case of the mamon, she would still be considered aser. And where it says lo her hanu shiny, this is only true of a case of where she willingly brought herself over. But if she was against her will, then the din would be that she would actually be mutter if it was because of mamon. So then the Gemara gives a ikad the ramila. Others present this more of as a question and then an answer. Ikad the ramila mirma tanan aide mamon muteris labaila, that if she was taken for money purposes, so then she'd be permitted to remain married to her husband. Uriminu asks the Gemara, hey, Rabbi Yosi v'chule, they ask the same question. V'ho ashkelon dai de mamona v'katani taima de edim meidim asa ha ein edim meidim asa lo. Only because Edim testified about her that she stayed loyal, but had not been the case without Edim, she would be also, even though it's mamon. And the Gemara says, u'mashani amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak lo kasher kan shiyad yisol tkufa al ovdi kachavim, kan shiyad ovdi kachavim tkifa al atman. Depends who's in control. If Klai, so if we are in control, then if it's aide mamon, she remains mutter. But if it's a situation whereby the ovdi kachavim are in control, then if it, even aide mamon, she would be also. And then the Gemara finally says right before the Mishnah, I did nefashos asur v'chule. If she was taken because of dini nefashos, then she's asur. So what exactly is the case of dini nefashos? The Gemara gives a couple of examples. I'm a rab. Rav says, kigon nashi ganve, the wives of robbers. Rashi explains a little bit more. Says Rashi around five narrow lines down, says, honey nashi de ganve shebalein nitlin, that their husbands were caught robbing and they were hanged. V'derech hamalchus lahafgir basim v'nishem, and whoever's left behind, whether it's the property, houses, children, or wives, they are all hefker, and therefore if she was taken away because of her husband was killed, so that would be, she'd be hefker, and we'd assume she'd be aser. I know it's a funny question is because, the husband's not dead yet, so who's she usher to? But I guess when she's taken away, the ganav are taken away, even though they have not yet been killed, she'd be usher to her husband if somehow the husband were to escape. Levi Amar, kagon ishto shel ben dunai. Who's ishto shel ben dunai? So Rashi explains ben dunai is a rotzeach, who's a murderer. Ve'elazar shmo, his name was Elazar. Kedamri and perak egla rufa. He was Elazar ben dunai. So only true wives of murderers are going to be considered hefker, and then they would be, if they were held captive, they would be usher. But if they were wives of only robbers, people who are not, people who are criminals, but they were not violent criminals, those women actually would remain mutter. So that's the machlokus in the Gemara here between Levi and Rav. So Amr Chizki, back inside the Gemara, says, Amr Chizki, v'hu shenigmar dinan lariga. It's only true if their husband was already given the verdict of being killed. If he wasn't yet killed, but he's given the verdict, nigmar din, so then they start treating the wife as hefker. But if there's no nigmar din, even though there were accusations, that's not good enough to have her treated as hefker. Rabbi Yochanan Amar afa pishelo nigmar dino lariga. No, even if they're just accusations, but the husband had not yet been convicted, that would still be enough grounds for them to start treating her or them as a hefker. And then, if she were to be held captive, she would become usher to her husband. New Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ir shekavshu karkum." That if a some people take over a city, kol kohonos kohenes benim shenim subasocha, all the women who are kohenes are all going to be psul. So possibly assume that the men who came to the city all violated them, so the kohanos are all going to be psul. However, im yesh la edim, if they're edim that can testify that they remained remain loyal, then afilu eved afilu shivcha, even if that aid is an eved, even if the aid is a shivcha, hare elu ne'emanim, they're trusted to say that the kohanos are mutter, vein ne'emanim adam aide asma. A person may not themselves say that I remained kosher, it has to be from somebody else, but that other person could be of any standard. So the Gemara asks a question. So ir minhu, baleshes shebo le'ir, if some type of battalion of some sort comes and takes over a city, bishas shalom, if times are peace, they just come through, but there's no fighting going on. Chavayos psuchos asurus, if there are any open barrels of wine, we assume they drank from it, it's going to be awesome, midin stam yenam. And if they're stumos, if they're closed, if they're sealed, mutars, they're going to be permitted. Bishas mechama, however, if it's during the fighting, elu ve'elu mutarus, even the open barrels will be mutter. We don't assume that they touch the open barrels of wine or open barrels of wine. The fish ain't panay lenasik. There's no time for nisach hayayin. So how come when it comes to this case, we said during war, they don't ask anything? When it came to the Mishnah, during war, they asked the kohanos. What's the difference? And the Gemara explains it. Amar Rav Meri, livol yesh panay lenasik ain panay. When it comes to violating a woman, there's time. When it comes to Nisach, there's no time. It's not really a question of time. Rashi explains it's really a question of type of Yetzara. Rashi explains, Livol Yesh Panai, the tuck of Lu Yitzrayo, the Yetzara is so strong, so they'll make time to violate the Kohanos. When it comes to the wine, the Nisach Hayayin, there's such a great taiva, a great craving for pouring wine for Avodah Zarah. Therefore, if it's a Shas Mechama where things are hurried, things are rushed, there is no time to contaminate the wine. Gemara then explains of Yitzchak bar Elazar Mishmei Dechitzki Amar gives a different explanation. It's a difference of a kan bekarkum shel osa malchus, kan bekarkum shel malchus acharis. So the question is, who is attacking who? If it's one city attacking another city, but they're under the same country, so they have mercy. They have some rahmanah, some compassion on their own type. So for example, if the Russians are fighting against the Russians, they'll have some level of compassion. Well, maybe not the Russians, but either way, but the Russians might have some compassion on another Russian neighbor. When it comes to Russians attacking Ukraine, they'll have no mercy at all, and therefore all the people will be destroyed and violated. So that's the difference. So again, our Mishnah is talking about where it's one country fighting against a different country. Well, they have no compassion or mercy, and we assume all the kohanos are pasul, and we'd also assume all the wine would be pasul. But even the Gemara is talking about a case where it's a country internal fighting, a civil war of some sort. In that situation, they won't contaminate the wine because they have some level of self-control not to destroy their own people's stuff. So the Gemara then says, even in that case, even a situation of shel osa malchus, even within the same country, there's going to be one soldier who's going to try to escape off the side and violate some people or have some wine. So Gemara says, no, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kishmishmaros raos zuadzu. So it's where they have guards. Everybody knows how soldiers act during war, and you have to protect your type. So they set posts whereby even though City A is attacking City B, they don't want City B to be completely violated. So they have guards on watching so no one from City A goes and violates any women from City B, so everyone stays protected. So Gemara says, still, even in that case where you have guards watching over, if Shardulo Naima Purta, one guard is going to fall asleep a little bit. There's always going to be a chance to kind of sneak in. It's not 100% foolproof. So Amar Rebbe Levi could go into Mehadir Leila Masa, Shushilta, Vikalba, Vigavza, Vavza. It's a situation whereby they're not only posts, but they set up different systems, alarm systems, whereby they'll know if anyone crosses over the border. So they have some chains, they have some wood chips that people might stumble over, they have some dogs, they have some animals, things that are going to cause a whole racket, so it's not going to be easy to slip into the city. So they're trying to protect and preserve the city that's under siege, because again, it's the same country, so having all of these in place will ensure that the women of that city will remain protected. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Abba Barzav, the Pligiba, Rabbi Huda Nisa, Rabbanim. These two answers we just suggested, either the difference between the Karkum Shel Samalchus or Karkum Shel Malchus Acheris versus Yesh Bia, or the situation of the alarm system, that actually ends up being a machlokis here between Rabbi Huda Nasiya and Rabbanim. As we see, Chadamar Kan Mekarkum Shalso Malchus Kan Mekarkum Shemalchus Acheres VeLokashia Le Lamidi. One thought there was a distinction between who is attacking who. If it's the same country, there's no concern. If it's different countries, there's the concern of contaminating the wine and violating the women. The Chad Kashi one had a question that no, that even within the same city, there's a concern. And Kohani Umeshani, he answered Kigon De Mahad Le Lamasel Shoshilta VeKal BeVagabs VeAbzar. They had some alarm system. So again, the answers we said above was also the answers brought down by Rabbi Huda Nisiya and the Rabbanim. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Arshin. Im yesh sham machvoa achas, if there's some type of a cave or a hideout, machvoa achas, matzelas al kohonos kulam. All the kohanos that are there will all be protected. We assume that they all fit into this cave, all into this hideout, and they'll all be saved from the army coming through. So in the, on that, of that, again, going along that assumption here, by Rabbi Yirmiyah, Einu machzekes el achas mahal. But let's say this hideout can only fit one person. Only one woman could fit in there. So what's the din in that case? Mi amrin, do we say, kol chad v'chadeh haynuha? Each one we could say, it must have been her, it must have been her, it must have been her. Oh, dilma lo. I mean, we can't say that, because lamaisa, 500 women can't fit into that that hideout. So Gemara says, before even answering this question, is this not what we have elsewhere? Why would this be any different than the case of Shnei Shevilim, where there are two paths? And Echa Tameh Vecha Tar. One path is a path that a person certainly will become Tameh. And the other path is a path that's completely Tahor. One person goes on path A. V'yasa Taros, he does Taros at the end. U'bachaber v'halach b'sheni, his friend goes on the opposite, the other path. V'yasa Taros. So what's the din? One of them certainly is Tameh, but we don't know which is the Tameh path. Rabbi Huda Omer, Im Nishal Zeb Bifnei Atzma V'Zeb Bifnei Atzma. If each one asks independently, we assume Tahoros. We tell them that they're both Tahor because it's a klal by Safek Tuma Birshis Rabim, we assume Tahor. So since each person asks independently, their independent question is a Safek Tami Birshis Rabim, the klal is its Tahor. However, if Shem Kachas, if they ask together at the same time, then we have to assume Tumeos because one of them definitely is Tamei, so we can't lie. So it depends how they ask. If they ask together or separately. Rabbi Yossi Omer ben kach tamem, he says not true. Even if they ask separately, they're still going to become tamei. Because one of them is certainly tamei, so we have to be machmir. So Gemara explains and clarifies, Amar Rav of Yisem Rabbi Yochanan, Bivas achas divya kol tamem. If they are asked together at the same time, so then certainly they're tamei. Because to say they're both tahor, that would be lying. Bizach hazer, if they're asking independently, so each question looked at independently has a klal savik tamei, versus Rama's tahor. Divriya kol would be Torim if it's a Zachazah. What's the machlokis here in the Gemara between Rabbi Huda and the Tanakama? Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, rather. So Gemara says, Lo nechloku elabava li shal alav v'achaveir. If Reuven comes to ask for himself and that's for Shimon. Shimon's not here, but he's asking on behalf of Shimon at the same time. Mar medamile levas achas. That's like asking both you together, which case we should say Tameh. Umar medamile, the other feels it's considered libazachazer, that they're independent questions and each one would get a psak of tahor. So, hachanami, we should say the same thing in the case here, where this machvo achas is one hideout with one person could fit there, cave in the shari lulukula kavas achas dami. If we're going to say all the kohanos are here mutter, because they could have went to this machvoa, that's kilu, we're asking them all at the same time, kibas achas, and that would be wrong. That should really be all tamei. The same exact principle as the case of Shnei Shevilim. And Gemara says, no, there's a big difference between the case of Shnei Shevilim and the machvoa achas. And what's that difference? Hachi hashi, hasim over there, vada ikatuma. One of the Shevilim are certainly 100% tamei. Here, hacha, mi yemer ditme. Here we don't know, it's a safik, whether any of the women were tamei. So since it's a case of a safik, of whether that they were even tamei in the first place, it almost becomes a svek sveka, suffix whether there's even one who was violated. And even if they were violated, maybe this was the one who was hiding out, so then we would say she remains tahor. She's a kasher. As opposed to the Shnei Shevilim, where one of the Shevilim were vadai tamei, that's just one level of suffix, and that would be the difference. So the Gemara now says, Bai Rav Ashi, Umra lo nichbesi v'lo nismesi mahum. The woman says, listen, I was not one of the ones who hid out. I was not. But at the same time, I also was not tummy. Do we trust her in this case? Mahu. Mi Arminan, do we say, going on to now, Daf Chav Zayin Amin Beis, Mali L'Shaker, we say, no, she could have said otherwise, what's she to do to lie? In other words, Rashi says, she could have had a better tine, it's like a migu. Mali L'Shaker, says Rashi, Ibai Amra Nechbeisi, she could have said, I was hiding out, and she would have been off the hook. But she told us the truth, and she said, I wasn't hiding out, but at the same time, I also was not violated. So do we trust her, Mali L'Shaker? Oh, Dilma Lomri, maybe we don't say Mali L'Shaker. So what's Mali L'Shaker? So Gemara explained as follows. Why is it different than the following Maisa? Dehu Gavra, a certain person, the Agir Lechamr Lechavre. Guy rented out the donkey to his friend. And Amrle Lo Teza Borucha Denar Pocket, Dikamaya. Please don't walk along the way of the river Pocket because there's a lot of water. I don't want my donkey to die there. So Zil Borucha Denar, Delekamaya. Go this other path, there's no water, it'll be much safer. He also, Ihu Borucha Denar Pocket. But he ignored the request of the owner, and he went down the path of the Nar Pocket. Umeis Chamra, and the donkey died. Also, the Kamid Rava, he came to Rava Amarle in Chu Baruch of the Nar Pocket as I went to this path. However, Mi Lo Havi Mayim, there's no water there. So, his whole concern was the Mayim, but there's no Mayim, so everything was fine. So, Amar Rava, Mali L'Shaker, what's he to lie? Meaning, he could have told the truth and he could have got off the hook and he could have said, Ibai Amarle, Baruch of the Nar Shazil, I went in the path that he requested, but he told us the truth, and therefore we should trust the Mali L'Shaker. So Amar Le Abai says, in general, Mali Shaka works. Amigo works that I could have said a better taina. I said the worst taina, so I trust me, because I was being honest. But in this case, Amar Le Abai, Mali Shaka b'makom Edim lo Arminan. But you can't say Mali Shaka if it's going to go up in the face against Edim. And Edim say here that there certainly was water in Nar Pocket. You can't claim there wasn't water. So Mali Shaka doesn't work when Edim say you're wrong. So, see here too as well, you can't see Mali Ashaka. The Edom seemingly are saying that there's only one space for the hideout. Don't tell me you weren't Tame in this situation. And Gwar says, no, there's a big difference between the case of Nar Pakud versus the case of a woman saying she wasn't hiding out. Because over there, Hachi Hashem over there, by the Nar Pakud, Vadai Ike Edom and Dikamayim. There were 100% Edom that there was water there. You can't go against 100% Edus that was there. Even though Edom never came, Anansadi, says Rashi, we know that there's water along this path. Don't tell me there wasn't. But Hacha, here in the case of the woman, Vada Itmai, was she certainly contaminated? Was she certainly violated? No, it's a chashash. It's a chashash ba'alma. Umakam chashash aminam. Meaning in general, Mali L'Shaka doesn't work in the face of Edom. Again, not real Edom, but Anansadi. But Mali L'Shaka does work in the face of a chashash ba'alma, and that's why in this case we would trust her to say that I lo nechbesi, however lo nechbesi, but I wasn't tameh either. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that if she was in a city that was overtaken, kapshua karkum, all the kohanos that are there are tameh, except pasul, unless there are edim who say that she was not pasul. I was with her the whole time, and no one violated her. And the Mishnah had said we trust everyone, afil eved, afil shifcha, except we don't trust they themselves. The Gemara says, this Shifcha case, v'afilu Shifcha dida mehemne, would we even trust the woman, the Kohenes, even her own Shifcha? In general, we don't trust a woman's own Shifcha. Why not? Urmini, we have a question. Lo tisyached imo, el api edim, v'afilu api eved, v'afilu api Shifcha, chutz mishifchasa mevdechili bagas b'shifchasa. So before we appreciate this question, we need to look at Rashi for the context. Rashi writes two lines from the top here. Lo tisyachid imo. The Masechet Gittini, Shchimira, a person who's on his deathbed, she calls him a Maser Getli, so he writes to get to his wife, Amnash Shemes, and if he dies, he get l'mafreya v'lo tizakik l'chalitza, that he doesn't want her to fall to his brother. So he says, here's the get here. So if I die, the get will be chal before I die, and then you'll be scot-free, you won't have to be stuck to my brother. So the Gemara then says, Rashi quotes, Lo tisyachid imo, after he writes this get al Tanai, he, the Shchimira, should not be in Makam Yichud with his own wife, Shema Yavoleh, Bahavaleh Get Yashem. Because if he's Ba'aleh after writing the get becomes old, it becomes now a puzzle, and it won't work anymore. So there can't be any Yichud after that writing it. He has to wait. If he lives and he gets healthy, he tears up the get. But if he doesn't, he wants to get to Michal, there can't be any Yichud with the husband and the wife at that time. So now, in that context, back to the Gemara now, we're Minhi. Lo tis yachid imo. He cannot be nichud with his own wife, or she can't be with her husband. El al pi edim, edim have to be with them. That there's no yichud. Even if that aid is al pi eved, al pi shivcha, that's sufficient to make sure there's no yichud. Chutz mi shivchasa, except for her own shivcha, that shivcha doesn't stand in the way. That doesn't prevent there from any tashmish. There's a certain level of comfort in front of her own shivcha. I said, look at Rashi. Rashi writes, afil b'shivchasa. Where did Rashi go? Sheliba gas b'shivchasa. V'tishamesh b'fana. It doesn't bother her. So that doesn't prevent yichud by her own shivcha. So in other words, we don't trust her own shivcha. Shivcha is always looking out to protect her own, her boss. So here, so Gemara says, afil shivcha in the Mishnah. It sounds like we would trust her own shivcha to say she wasn't violated. But here by the Yichud case, we don't. So what's the difference? And the Gemara says, in general, we don't trust the Shifcha. The Shifcha always has the back of the wife, of her boss, so we can't trust the Shifcha. But when it comes to the case of Shvuya, Amra Papi, B'Shvuya, Hekil. We're more lenient when it comes to Shvuya. So to protect the person from a situation of Shvuya, we would rely on Afilu Shifchas. So then Rapapa gives a different answer. Papa says, no. Amar HaShifcha Dideh, HaShifcha Dideh, depends. The Shifcha of the Mishnah, where we trust the Shifcha, that's referring to the Shifcha, his Shifcha, the husband's Shifcha, that was with the Kohenis all the time, that's who we trust. But the case of the Yichud, the Mesechet Gittin, that's her Shifcha that we don't trust. Her Shifcha has loyalty to the boss. His Shifcha does not have loyalty to her husband, her boss's wife. So that's the difference, Shifcha Didah versus Shifcha Dideh. So Gemara says, Shifcha dida lo mehemne. Is it really true we don't trust her own Shifcha? The mission, Amar Aleph says, Hakatani ain adam made al atzmo. Only that the person herself, Kohenes, can testify by herself, but that implies anybody else, afilu ha Shifcha dida mehemne. We would trust even her own Shifcha. Gemara says, no, Shifcha so namni ka atma dame. Her own Shifcha has the same grouping, the same category as herself. Just like we don't trust her, we also don't trust her own Shifcha. But the husband Shifcha, we would trust. That's the difference. And then comes on Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi gives yet a third answer. And which Shifchas we trust? Rav Ashi Amar, Havaha, the Shifcha Dida. No, even within this her Shifcha, sometimes we do trust her Shifcha, sometimes we don't trust her Shifcha. What's the difference? The Gemara explains that Shifcha Mechse Chazi Vashaske. A Shifcha will watch and observe what's going on, but she'll stay silent. She won't say anything. Hasam, over there, the Shtikasa Matirasa Lo Mehemna. Shifcha is going to stay quiet. By the case of Get, if she sees that the husband's the Shifcha is on the Isha, she's not going to say anything. So the fact that the Shifcha is there watching it, it's not going to be good enough for Raya, because maybe she's there and she sees something going on, but she won't ever say anything. So we can't trust in the case of Gittin. That's why we don't trust Shifcha Dida there. Hacha here, by the case of Kohenes, the Shtikasa Osarta Mehemne. That a woman, Shifcha, if she sees that the Kohenes stays protected, so then if she stays silent, she won't work. Her boss will remain usher. She has to say something that I know that she wasn't violated for her to be trusted. So since it requires her to do something proactively, therefore she actually does have trust because she's going above and beyond. That's the difference about whether Shtika is going to mati her or usher. That's going to dictate whether or not we trust the Shifcha or not. So Gemara says, wait a second. Hashanami asya umishakwe. Wait a second. If that's the case, maybe she's going to say something and lie. In other words, let's say the Shifcha was with the wife, the Kohenes, and she was violated. But if she's always protecting her boss, maybe she'll go ahead and testify and say, ah, I know she wasn't violated, and she'll lie. So the Gemara asks the question, Hashanami asya umishakwe. So the Gemara says, no, tarti lo avdi. She won't do two things. Meaning, if you look at Rashi, Rashi is tarti lo avdi, chada deshaski mlahid emes. One is to not say the truth, but another step to go ahead and lie. That much she won't do. She might not tell you the truth. She might say nothing. But to go ahead and make up something that far, the Shifcha won't go. And therefore, we trust the Shifcha Dida when the silence would aser her boss. So by her saying something, we trust her. But when the silence will mata her, we don't trust her. Because the default of a Shifcha is to be silent. So that's the difference between the two different cases. So we have three answers now. We have Papa who says Shvuya Heikilu. Rapapa says Shifcha Dida versus Shifcha Didei. Rav Ashi says even with Shifcha Dida, it depends on whether or not Shtika is going to Aser or Matir. And now the Gemara goes ahead and brings a proof here from the following Maisa. Kiha Demar Bar Isik. Amila Chana Bar Isik. So one of the sons of Isik. Asale Acha. He had another brother who went overseas. Mibe Chaza. He returned back. And the father died. And Amrle, this young brother who came back, he said, "Plugali benichse Abba, I'm your brother. Let's divide. The father died. Let's divide it properly, evenly." So Amrle, "Lo yadanocha, who are you? I don't even recognize you." He says back to his younger brother. So also the Kamer of Chisda, they took it to Bezdin. Of Chisda said, "Amrle, shaper kamerlach, you're saying good." The Chisda says, "Vayaka Yosef esachiv, v'hem lo ikiru." that Yosef recognized his brothers when they came down to Mitzrayim, but the brothers didn't recognize him. Why? Melamed shiyotze below chasim hazaken. That when Yosef left, he did not have a full beard yet. Ubava chasim hazaken. Now he did have a full beard, so they didn't recognize him. So it makes sense that Bar Yitzchak didn't recognize their younger brother who came back with a full beard. So he says, Amar leizil aisi sadedach huat. So he tells his younger brother that bring me a proof that you're the brother, because they don't recognize you, which is a good time they have. Prove to me that you are the brothers and you should collect some of the property. Amalei isli sadi, I do have a dim, it's true. However, mistafinu mine, they're scared of my brother, the Gavra Alama, who he's a bully. And they're scared to testify. They're scared he's going to bully him around. So Amalei, the didi, so he's turned back to Bar Isik, the bully, zil aisinu at dilav achuachu. So now you bring me a raya that you're not his brother. He's not your brother. You have to bring the proof. The burden of proof is on you now, since you're the bully. You're scaring people. Amalei, the didi, he says, Amalei, dina hachi, does that make sense? Hamotzi Michaver Lavaraya. I have the chazaka, I have the tefisa on the land. This younger guy wants to claim property. He's Motzi Michaver Lavaraya. He should have to bring the raya, not me. I don't need to prove a raya that I get to keep my property. I'm the muchzak on it. Amalei Hachi Dan Inalacha. This is what I do to you, Ulchula al Mechavrech, and all your bully friends, I do the same thing. Meaning, you're right, in general, the status quo is Motzi Michaver Lavaraya, but when the defendant is going to be a guy who's a tough guy, a real bully, a strong guy, I tell them all, you have to go, you bring the proof to protect your property, al Mechavrech, Hashinami, also Meshakre, so here's what, so that's the din. So either way, so now the burden of proof falls on, now Bar Isik, either it's going to be Mari Bar Isik or Chana Bar Isik to protect the property. So if he's a bully, maybe he's going to find Edim who are going to lie on his behalf to protect his property. This guy's not my brother. So Gemara answers, no, Tarti Lo Avdi. They're not going to do two things. One thing is Edim may not say the truth. They may just be silent. But to go ahead and lie, that much a person won't do, similar to the Shifcha might be silent. If she knows something, she might not say anything. But to make something up that far, Shifcha wouldn't go, just like the case of Bar Isak. So now the Gemara says, Lema Ketanai, let's say this whole discussion above, whether or not we trust the Shifcha, her own Shifcha, Shifcha Dida, or we don't trust her, it seemed like it's a machlokis in the Brisa. The Gemara says, Lema Ketanai, Zu Edis Ish, V'Isha, Tinok V'Tinokes, Avia v'ima v'achia v'achosa avalo b'na ubita l'avda v'shivchasa. So we trust all these individuals to protect their with their shvuya. Everyone's kasher, a man, a woman, a child boy, a child girl. Everyone's trusted except for her own son, her own daughter, her own eved, her own shivcha. So that clearly Brisa says we don't trust her own shivcha. Yet Tani Idach says, the other Brisa says, Hakol ne'emaner l'hayid, everyone's trusted, chutz mehemna, except for herself, ubala, and her own husband. So we see this in Machlokis in the Brisa, whether or not we trust the Shifcha or not. So the Gemara says, Zirav Papi, Zirav Ashi, Tanahi, for them that certainly is a Machlokis in the Tanahi. Remember what they said, Rav Papi is one who suggested that Shvuya were Mekel, and Rav Ashi said that the Shifcha Dida depends whether the Shtika is us or not. So for them, it certainly is a Tanahi. Why? Says Rashi. Rashi says they're a puppy. Rav Ashi damru le'el shivcha dida mehemna. They have a situation whereby they're trusted, right? Rav Papa said we never trust shivcha dida. We only trust shivcha dide. Rav Papa says no, we do trust shivcha dida by shvuya, and Rav Ashi we also trust shivcha dida when shtika would aser. So if she speaks, it would matter. So that's for them. It's certainly vade tanai. Rashi says vade tanai. Akarchach yomru anan daminan ki masitza basraita midikashlu kamaisa. We hold, like the second Brisa, that there is a certain trust of a Shifcha. However, the Gemara says, through a Papa, Milema Tanahi, how is he going to explain? A Papa said, we never trust the Shifcha Dida. We only trust Shifcha Didei. So how is he going to interpret the Brisa to indicate that we would trust the Shifcha, the second Brisa? So the Gemara says, Amr Lach Rapapa, Kitan Yahi, the Brisa that says we do trust the Shifcha, it's not talking about Edis, rather it's talking about Ahiba Mesicha Lafitumo. If she's having a conversation, in that conversation, the Shifcha Dida says something that we can glean that indicates a certain kashrus, that's where we trust the Shifcha Dida. But if there's Edis, a formal Edis given by the Shifcha Dida, Enoch Hanami would not trust her. So Rashi explains, Gemara explains further, Kiha, just like we have the case here, Kiha, the Chiaser of Dimir, of Dimir came back from Eretz Yisrael, he reported in Babel, he quoted Amr of Chanan Kar Tigana, Mishtai Maisa Balafnei Rabbi Shua ben Levi. A certain event came to the desk of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amila others say Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mishtai Maisa Balafnei Rabbi. Ba'adam Echad, one person, Shai Masiach Levi Tumo, he's just having a conversation. Amr says, Ani Vi'imi, me and my, it probably should be a woman, I think, actually. They change it. No, it said Tinok actually. A Tinok and his mother. He said, "Amar ani v'imi nishbeni l'bein ha'ov dekhav." And we were held captive amongst the non-Jews. Yatzasi lisha maima, and I went to draw some water. Daiti al imi. I was always watching my mother from the corner of my eye. The locket ate him. I went to collect the wood. Daiti al imi. The seal of Rabbi the Kuna apiv. He wasn't giving testimony; just having a conversation. And in that dialogue, he happens to mention this by chance. So that would be Mesichah Vitumo. So too, if the Shifcha was the one reporting the Mesichah Vitumo, that's where even Rav Papa would agree we trust the Shifcha Didab. But if she's giving a formal edus, the Rav Papa would say we do not trust the Shifcha Didab. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Everybody, have a wonderful day.